Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hope you're having a great weekend. I appreciate you spending part of it with us. Let's head to Old World, Wisconsin. It is an eagle. It is super special. Jennifer Young, the Collections and Exhibits Coordinator for Old World, Wisconsin, is with us. Jennifer, how you doing? Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Old World, Wisconsin, an eagle is a gem in our state. Incredible. Tell us a little bit about it for people who aren't familiar with Old World, Wisconsin.
Old World, Wisconsin is a one-of-a-kind living history experience located in Eagle, Wisconsin, about 45 minutes southwest of Milwaukee. It's part of the Wisconsin Historical Society and is one of 12 historic sites and museums across the state. What really makes Wisconsin so special is its size and its scope. It's about 600 acres located in the beautiful Kettle Moraine, where you can literally walk through history. Guests get to explore what life was like for early immigrants that settled here and learn all about what their life was like about 100 years ago. And we feature about 60 original historic structures from across the state. They were literally picked up and moved to our site. They're real homes, barns, shops, and even a church that was selected for its authenticity. And Old World, Wisconsin was created for Wisconsin's Bicentennial Project, and we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary next year on July 4th.
It's going to be so cool. It's going to be a big celebration. Okay, let's dive into some of the highlights for people who want a little bit more information. Tell us about Crossroads Village.
This area brings to life a small rural town from the 1880s. It includes about a dozen original structures and Milwaukee's first Catholic church, St. Peter's, which now calls Wisconsin home.
Tell us about life on the farms.
Yeah, this section really showcases the farmsteads of the early immigrants, and you'll get a glimpse into daily farm life and meet our heritage breed animals like Kerry oxen, Cotswold sheep, Java chickens, and the Old Spot pigs. And kids love this part of the site.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's really a hands-on immersive experience at Old World, Wisconsin. Jennifer Young is with us. That includes trying out a three-wheeled bike. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so you can try a vintage tricycle. It's a little different than your normal bike, big wheels and small wheels. And you really get a sense for what it was like for people to travel around.
I really like that. And a lot of people really enjoy the brewing experience. This is really, really cool. Can you take us inside the Old World, Wisconsin brewing experience?
Yeah, of course. This really gets back to our state's roots. Guests can learn about how beer was made in the 19th century at the historic brew house. And then this year, we added Whitnable's Tavern, which was moved from Old Ashapin, Wisconsin. It's an original 20th century tavern that was renovated to the post-prohibition appearance. And guests can stop by, enjoy a specially crafted beer or root beer in an authentic setting. Just outside of there is also our beer garden, which is a beautiful place to enjoy an afternoon.
Yeah, there's a really good view from the beer garden, isn't there?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Overlooks the scenic Kettle Moraine Forest. Check it out. It's part of Old World, Wisconsin, a really special part. And I want to make sure that we talk about something people should get on their calendar. It's in the fall. It is Fall on the Farms. It starts today. Tell us about Fall on the Farms at Old World, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a great time to visit, especially during harvest season. We are shifting to our fall hours, so every Saturday and Sunday in September will be open from 10 to 4. And during Fall Fun in the Farms, guests will get hands-on with all kinds of seasonal activities that bring the 19th century farm experience to life. So here's just a few things to look forward to. We're going to learn how to pickle and ferment vegetables, just like families did to preserve their harvest, to help pack produce for root cellars, which was popular and a practical way to store food in the winter. Try our hand at salting and smoking meats. This is a go-to method for keeping meat fresh before the days of refrigerators. Join in sausage making, and we'll even share some of our Old World recipes. You can, of course, also churn butter and make cheese. This is a hit with the kids and adults. It's fun for all ages. And because it's apple season, you can help the team pick apples and press cider in a new, delicious way to experience farms in Wisconsin.
It is super cool. It's Fall on the Farms. Roll up your sleeves, have some fun, bring the family. If you'd like more information, it's really easy. Check out the website, oldworldwisconsin.org. Oldworldwisconsin.org. Jennifer Young, the Collections and Exhibits Coordinator at Old World Wisconsin. Great stuff. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Get in your car. Check out Old World Wisconsin. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, we check in with the Department of Travel, Labor Day, getaways at the last minute. That's up next when Experience Wisconsin continues.